When I was 17, my best friend Tanya and I jumped into my white Plymouth Duster and drove from State College, Pennsylvania to Atlanta, Georgia, straight through in 13 hours. We drove 90 miles an hour nearly the whole trip. We were reckless and young and crazy, but oh, did we have fun. Singing at the top of our lungs, windows down, not a care in the world. At 21, I was at a navigator's retreat in Colorado over spring break and snuck out of camp with a group of friends to go climbing in the Rocky Mountains. I had never climbed anything that high before, but it was a beautiful sunny day and the mountain was begging us to hike it, so we did. It didn't start out too steep, but the more we climbed, the steeper it got. We had to climb nearly straight up, holding on to each rock with our fingers and carefully positioning our sneakered feet so we wouldn't slip and fall. As the terrain became more treacherous, some of the adventurers decided to turn back, but not me. Let me tell you, Colorado from the top of a mountain is a glory to behold. The four of us who made it to the summit took in the magnificent sight, proud of our exhilarating accomplishment. Of course, what goes up must come down. All I will say is that our descent was an adventure all its own. Before we left the Rockies behind, we went to Breckenridge, where I skied on something bigger than a glorified speed bump for the first time. I felt free. At 22, I packed up my Jeep and drove to Memphis, Tennessee to work as a lifeguard at an inner-city kids' camp for the summer. The place where I was staying was Otis Redding's former recording studio, which had been purchased and gutted for renovation by the Navigator Ministry. I was the only one living there, and because of the renovation, there was no bathroom in the house. When you had to go out, around the pool, and over to an outhouse. No. When it's dark in a dangerous neighborhood, you do not go outside and around the pool to the bathroom. You find other ways to take care of business. Moving along, it was scary enough being there by myself, and even scarier when the house was broken into with me in it. Fortunately, the intruder was spooked by my alarm and fled. After that, I stayed with the camp director and his wife, making their couch my bed. When other interns joined me later in the summer, we'd sit on the pool deck at night and hear the distant sound of gunshots ringing in the air. It was a crazy but memorable adventure to share together. At 23, I got married, and at 25, I had my first baby. By 29, I had three children under the age of four, was a stay-at-home mom, and was feeling desperate. Eventually, the desperate feelings eased as I entered into a new season of my children getting older and me getting sleep. I didn't feel desperate, but I did feel stuck. What happened to me? It seemed my adventuring days were over. How to go adventuring in your ordinary, everyday life. To be clear, I have no interest in bungee jumping off a bridge, going skydiving, or snorkeling in the ocean. That is not my definition of adventure. I'm much too tame. However, my longing for something more began out of one of my "get me out of here" moments. Oh yes, I have those. I get in these funks where I become very dramatic, and I'm all, "I'm dying. I have to get out of the house. I cannot take it one more second." And Jesse's like, "Oh great."